Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
I feel like Mariah Carey. Got these naysayers so obsessed.
Dang.
My piece so famous, Mike. He can't move on, he can't let it go. He hooked nose with that Tina Snow.
This little Megan W talk about Megan's Law. For a free beat, you could hit Megan Raw. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
That's my first time hearing the intro for some reason.
This says yes.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to... Buffalo Timmy just... Remember Buffalo Timmy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just texted me. He's listening to the show.
He is?
What up, Buffalo Timmy?
Where's he been?
I don't know where he's been. I haven't seen him forever.
Buffalo Timmy, I think, got the invite to the five-year anniversary
all the
party.
Huh? He used to what?
He got the invite to the five-year anniversary party. And we had all the whole crew, the big time, the callers that used to always call in.
Yep.
So Astros do report, John, as John mentioned, level of concern that Justin Verlander said, shoulder was a little tight, so I put the baseball down. Level of concern for you.
I mean,
I'm going to put it a strong six.
Yeah, tie. You can't start, I mean, all of a sudden we're starting a season and now Justin Verlander's talking about his shoulder? Oh my gosh. At 49 years old, whatever he is?
Well, it wouldn't bother me if he was... It wouldn't have bothered me maybe 3 years ago, but since I know age is undefeated, it's one of those things. Like, because once you fall off, you can fall off fast. So a little bit of a concern.
Yep. How about this stat? Okay, this is something. This is incredible. Since 2001, there have been 125 drives in the NFL postseason, fourth quarter under a minute left to play, and the team trailed by 7 points or fewer. 125 drives this century. Okay. Where the team trailed by seven or less and the team got the ball back with in the last minute. These are standard clutch moments. Out of those 125 drives, only 40% of them saw the team on offense pull off the magic trick and get the points they needed. Some quarterbacks are pretty good at it. Tom Brady went 5-for-11, 46%. Pretty damn good. Right? He game-winning drives in the last minute. And to get the points you need.
I mean, we're probably thinking it's 8 out of 11, but realistically, it doesn't happen like that.
No. I mean, no. Tom Brady went, how many years where he didn't go to the Super Bowl?
Right.
Right? But he 5 out of 11, pretty good. Drew Brees was 3-for-6, 50%. Patrick Mahomes, 7-for-7.
Yep.
100%. 7-for-7.
I was trying to think yesterday of when he had failed.
When has he failed? He doesn't fail.
He doesn't fail. You give him 15 seconds.
Yeah.
He can get there.
15 seconds.
What? This is mathematically impossible.
Yeah. See, the thing about that, I know people focus on 13. He did that in 10 seconds because they still had 3 seconds to kick a field goal. He did it in 10.
Yes.
Two plays, 10 seconds, that first clock, down, field goal.
The clock operator was in on that.
You're going to take away from his greatness. Mm-hmm. You're a hater. You call Nicole a generational hater.
My wife is a generational hater.
She learned it from you. I learned it from watching you, Lance.
No, I didn't. I never was this kind of hater until I married her. And I've gotten some more hate in me. Yeah, that's true. I'll admit it. I'm not being a hater. I just think it's mathematically impossible. As a numbers person, I know you can't go 60 yards in 12 seconds.
It's impossible.
No
one could ever.
No one's ever gone 60 yards in 10 seconds.
He did it in 10. So he did it faster than that, actually.
He's incredible, man. He's on his way. 6 years in, he's got better numbers than Brady. He's got three bowls like he did after his first 6 years. But, you know, Brady took 10 years where he didn't get anything.
He just needs wins and longevity. Well, he needs Brett Veach to do a good job.
Yep.
Does he need Andy Reid to stay
there? Does it
fall apart if Andy Yeah, he could use Chris Jones.
Oh, yeah. You think it's going to be the same without Andy Reid?
Hey, Pat Mahomes. Now, Pat Mahomes doesn't have a great quarterback contract, but a lot of these quarterbacks are going to find out that when you take a lion's share of that salary cap, there's a price to be paid, and that means one of your best players has to leave. It's just the way it is. I mean, you can't – if you don't spread the money out more evenly, you're going to lose some of those players. So if you have a star quarterback, one of your best players, your second best player is going to have a hard time. And if your second best player is there, your third best player has to leave. It's just you can't afford it all. So, yeah, he's going to lose Chris Jones. I don't think they can afford Chris Jones. Can they afford not to have Chris Jones? And also, Andy Reid, does Pat fall apart? Not fall apart. Does Pat take a step back? Do the Chiefs take a step back when Andy Reid leaves?
Yes.
You're going to hire Bieniemy, obviously. He'll take over. Andy Reid told me how good he was.
Look at you. Hey.
Andy Reid told me how good he was.
Hating.
And then he let his contract go.
Yeah. Then you could go ahead and take the same job somewhere else.
No, you need to prove yourself somewhere else.
Yeah, right.
But who's going to – Matt Nagy? I mean, really? You're going to go with Matt Nagy? Would you bring back Bieniemy? Would you – like, what are you going to do? And Bieniemy would have to be – like, whoever gets the job is going to have the blessing of Pat Mahomes.
I think it'll be a Shanahan disciple.
How many are left?
Slowick.
Slowick ain't –
Well, in a couple of years, he might be.
But they don't run that offense.
No. They don't.
Well, you're going to do whatever. See, that's the thing. If Slowick is a – how much he is – is he a scheme guy? Because Slowick's going to be able to fit some things around. He fits some things around CJ. How much is it going to be scheme versus Mahomes? You're going heavily Mahomes. Does Pat Mahomes take a – does he fall off the way Brady fell off when Gronk was out? Brady's Gronk numbers and non-Gronk numbers are so incredibly different. Patriots fans hate when you bring it up. They hate it. But if you look at Brady, everyone talks about, oh, yeah, look what happens when Bill Belichick doesn't have Tom Brady. Overrated. Now go look at Tom Brady's numbers without Gronk, and your jaw will drop. NFL research did that, put that out there, and I couldn't believe what I saw. Huge differences in performance. And I would go on to say, you know, I mean, he had more weapons certainly in Tampa than he had in New England, but once Gronk was gone, when Gronk wasn't the same, or if he was out, it was not the same Tom Brady. What happens when Travis Kelce isn't there? And it doesn't diminish Pat Mahomes. I mean, their receiving core is not good enough. They have Rashee Rice and just a bunch of guys who do different things, but there's nothing special about that. I mean, that's why I don't like when people take shots at Bill Belichick without acknowledging Bill Belichick was a mastermind on defense, one entire side of the field, and he created a certain Patriot mystique in the locker room that people bought into, and they all did something a certain way. But people say Belichick's just not as good. He's diminished because he's not as good without Brady. What if Pat Mahomes isn't as good without his best player, Travis Kelce? It stands to reason he won't be as good without Kelce,
well,
right?
It was said about Patrick Mahomes and no Tyreek. And
that's all they did is win.
Twice.
Yeah, but that's because Kadarius.
He didn't play in the Super Bowl.
As soon as he got there, they won two titles.
Kadarius has so many rings right now.
Yeah.
Kadarius has more rings than Charles Barkley.
Hey, he can't hear you.
Kadarius Toney has...
Too much ringing in his ears.
Yeah, Kadarius Toney has more titles than Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson combined.
Well,
yeah, because they have zero between them. You're right.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. Zero. But Kadarius, he's
more than your goat, Aaron Rodgers.
He's not my goat.
He kind of is. He is a little bit.
Just because you called Jalen Carter the safest player in the draft, don't make Aaron Rodgers my goat.
I had a number one. I definitely never used the word safe.
I remember.
See, he's safest, trying to lie on me now.
Safest bet in the draft, Jalen Carter. That's what you said.
He's trying to lie on me.
Yeah.
Am I? Yep. Prove it.
I said safest bet, Kenyon Green.
So you had him as your number one player, Jalen. That's your guy.
I know.
Yeah, he's your guy. Why are you fighting that?
Yeah.
He's really talented. Now, apparently he'll threaten to murder you and your
and then post pictures of your kids afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's creepy. When the NFL's got to step in on a rookie that's posting pictures of another player's kids.
When the NFL has to step in on a rookie at a rookie symposium.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots it's to not, step in yeah, on Jalen Carter's.
Okay, Jalen is
there's a reason that talent lasted to, what, 9?
Yeah.
Hindsight is 20/20. Lance said safest player in the draft.
I didn't say that. Go to my draft profile.
You said it on this show. You
greatest
didn't say it on the profile.
Talent you've ever seen is what you said.
He's good talent. Man.
It's not a question about his talent. Lance said you want that guy in your locker room.
That's not what I said.
All right, 713-780-3776. Wow, the prognosticators are kind of high on the Aggies. We'll talk about it on the other side right
basketball
here.
Basketball or football?
Football.
Because basketball team's not bad either.
No. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How about Houston Safe and Lock? Safes for everything. All of your need. Commercial safes, gun safes, home safe, high security, jewelry safes, floor safes, wall safes. The number one safe dealer, and it's not even close. There's an estimated probably half of the safes in this city come from Houston Safe and Lock, which is also King Safe and Lock. So they got two locations you can go see either of their showrooms. Not only do they have showrooms, not only do other lock companies, safe companies not have showrooms, they don't have any safes. They have to order them. When you order one, they can, oh, here's a catalog. Look at which safe you want. Oh, okay. How about you go and touch them, you see them, try to move them. Yeah, no chance you're moving these safes. They are American Security, awesome, awesome, awesome safes. Derek DeSola is the owner. You will deal with him. You will see the greatness that he has in safes. Okay, Wirt and I-10 or Westheimer and the Beltway. Go feel them, touch them, see them for yourself. They got trained technicians there that can get everything done for you. Whatever it is that you need, all you need. If you got a lock safe, you can't unlock it. They can get it open. Combination lock codes. They can change. Skilled at repairing damaged safes. Everything about safes they know. They're the best. Derek DeSola, 713-522-5555, 713-522-5555, or easier yet, 975safe.com.
ESPN975.com. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lance and John. Scratch that. Reverse it.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. How about the Knicks have filed a protest? I wonder if this will hold up. I think the league is just going to go, sorry, it called the foul, it's over.
No, it's not going to hold up. We win.
Yeah.
You lose. That's it.
They might pick up the game if they play again. They might pick up. The Knicks don't come back here, do they? Or will they do it on a day off where they come here and play in overtime? I don't know. We'll see. There's a possibility. Because
it is a little scary immediately because it was tied. Like, you could easily just go to overtime. You could easily just say, all we got to do is play.
Yeah, play in overtime.
5-minute overtime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just run up. We don't have any. It's actually fairly
sounded.
It's actually neat and tidy.
Yes. Yes. It's very tidy because the buzzer sounded. The Rockets didn't hit the shot. They hit the free throws with 0.1 second. They could just say there was no foul. The buzzer sounded. We're playing overtime. It actually could happen. It actually could happen. But we'll see what the league is probably going to go. Nah. Although the NBA does.
It hasn't happened for a while. It hadn't happened since three times ever.
Yeah, it's usually not like a judgment call. Like, Shaq was given an extra foul that he didn't have.
Yeah, that was a huge screw up.
Yeah, and then Shaq was no longer on the Heat when they replayed the game, but they still replayed it. He then was traded after that game, but they still replayed the game. I don't know if they do it for like a judgment miscall type thing. You have to like legitimately give someone a foul and foul them out for no reason the last time it happened.
Yeah. Justin Verlander, not good. Justin Verlander is at spring training. Apparently, he is not going to throw. He's had a setback. You got it ready? Justin Verlander. This is a bad thing. Does this mean, okay, so actually, when we did have, you know, that they had a need and they went out and got Josh Hader, right? Do they go out and get somebody because Justin Verlander has got a setback?
Nope.
Or do they just go? Listen, it looks like J.P. France probably goes to the bullpen. Okay. Probably, more than likely.
I mean, you just let Justin handle his body the way he handles his body. You're not going to be able to beat time. At some point, time's going to catch up, and it's either going to catch up through injury or through ineffectiveness. And
well, then you're admitting if you go out and get a Blake Snell and sign him to a long 3-4-5 year deal,
you're
admitting that, you know what, it's about we are facing father time with Justin Verlander.
But you're extraordinarily deep at pitching. Let's not forget that all the injuries you faced. I mean, you still, at the end of the day, have Christian Javier, Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Garcia comes back.
All three of whom have to bounce back.
Urquidy comes back, J.P. France.
McCullers.
That's seven without Justin Verlander. He's eight. I mean, yeah. No one has that embarrassment of riches.
Well, or embarrassment of injuries.
Well, just for 1 year, though.
No. How long? What?
Well, how many guys have been, other than McCullers, obviously. Those other guys weren't. Christian Javier wasn't injured.
No, he could be comeback player of the year.
Well, but he was so good in the postseason, people are going to remember that. For us, well, the comeback player of the year could be Hunter Brown. If you're coming back from suck.
Well, that's...
It could be Lance McCullers when he comes back in July.
Could it?
Ish.
Could it? Don't you have to play 65...
Oh, what about Garcia?
Don't
oh, Garcia
have to play 65
actually,
games?
Luis Garcia is an actual candidate.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and...
Yeah, he's an actual candidate.
Yeah, well, we'll find out how he is without rocking the baby because he wasn't. It was.
By the way, why is he not allowed to do that? I know the reason is because it takes a while, but as soon as you start your pitching motion,
no,
the clock
he makes
ends.
Games 3.5 hours as soon as he starts rocking the baby.
I mean, this is really dumb. that his motion is so much different than somebody else's slow windup. He's not rocking a baby from the stretch. That's kind of dumb that they eliminated that from him. Well, it adds an extra 45 minutes of games. It does? It does?
It is a long, long windup, that's for sure. All right, here's Justin Verlander talking about his shoulder.
Interestingly, I'm a little bit behind schedule right now. I had a little hiccup early on that's resolved itself, but I have to be really cautious with how I'm building up. I guess my body doesn't respond the same at 40 as it does at 25. So, you know, I'm a couple weeks behind. So I think all that thought going into those conversations will play into that. So, I mean, that all makes sense to me.
And I believe the reference was as far as would he get a new deal or going forward. Because they were talking about other things before they got into his shoulder.
A new deal? Guys.
He happened to throw that in there.
He did?
No, he happened. He wasn't. They weren't asking him about his injury. He said, interestingly enough, I've got this issue going on that I'm trying to figure out. So that wasn't the brunt. That wasn't the impetus for the conversation. He threw it in there himself.
Well, a new deal. Goodness. What?
Well, he was asked.
Didn't we already let him go once?
He was probably just asked a question and answered it.
Yeah.
He's not getting any new deals from Jim Crane. When he's done, he's done. He's retiring. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. He's not going to be able to outplay this deal. What does he have?
He still pitched pretty well last year.
Is this year the last year or is it next year? I think it's next year. It's a 3-year deal, right?
It was, but he's got – I think there's an option after this. Oh, no. If he pitches so many innings this year, it automatically
– Nope, it's a 2-year deal. The conditional player option for 2025 worth $35
million. Yep.
So it's a 3-year deal.
Yeah.
Because when you hear the sound in full, I got to what he was to the
okay,
kind of
so
what we wanted.
Is dependent upon his innings count next season. The Mets are sending $35 million to cover part of his salary.
He has to hit a certain number of innings this year.
He said they haven't sat down and discussed it yet. And when he was being asked about, we haven't really sat down and discussed it yet. And then he goes, interestingly enough, I'm actually having this thing right now that I'm dealing with as far as his shoulder. So
we'll invest if he doesn't hit enough innings. We'll see.
Yeah.
And, well, he's going to I don't know. Does he want to continue? We'll see. We'll see if he even wants that contract afterwards.
140 innings is the vesting inning to count.
Okay.
So his option vests with 140 innings pitched.
He's got plenty of time. Got plenty of time.
I could see him missing that total, though, if he's got a shoulder issue at all. Because how many innings is he going to pitch a game? You know, 34 starts is pretty much normal for a healthy pitcher. And
34 times 7 is 200 plus.
Over the 7 200. Is he's not getting a 7. The average is not going to be 7 for Justin
No, Verlander. 6. No, but Justin Verlander goes.
I mean, look at his
Justin
starts,
Verlander
dude.
Goes now.
Okay, well, he does, except last year, 23. Well, with the Mets, I'm sorry. Last year was 27 total. The year before, 28.
Yeah.
The year before that, 1. The year before that, 34, 34. 28, 34, 20, 32, 34, 33. But as he's gotten older, the numbers has come down, right? It's been 28 and 27 the last 2 years. So 28, 27.
What were his innings pitched in those?
Let me take a look at the innings pitched. Because it's going to be higher than, I guarantee it's going to be higher than.
28 starts?
Than 140 innings, but. So it will definitely be higher than that. But the question is whether or not he's going to regress this year because of injury at all. His innings pitched has been 186 and 201. No. The last 2 years. Oh. No. I'm sorry. Last year it was 162 in the year.
In 28 starts?
And the year before that it was, yeah, in 20. Yeah, total starts, correct. 27 total starts.
27
total starts.
Six innings. It's a perfect six
139,
innings.
And then the year before that was 175 innings pitched in 28 starts. So actually pitched right a lot
six.
More.
Yeah, it's right around six.
So if he gets to 25, it'll still vest, more yeah. than likely. If he gets to 20, it'll be, well, I mean, 24, any of that stuff is going to be close. If he's ineffective, he'll get knocked out before the sixth. It'll be interesting. If he's dealing with a shoulder injury, they're going to protect him from a pitch count. Ooh.
Whoa.
You almost
got that just in time.
I think it could be actually kind of close to the 140. I mean, history tells you he's going to get there. He'd have to have a bad end. He'd have to have a lingering injury for it not to. So for Justin, guess what? I dropped that baseball too. If I know I got $35 million coming, yeah. If I simply can make it to 140 innings, guess what I'm putting down whenever I feel any tightness? A baseball. Yeah, I'm going to heal this up before we get into the actual season yeah, where right. my contract vests.
Like he needs preseason, although he does need to get his ramp it up
no, well,
before
he's
the
old
season
now.
Starts. Yeah,
he's going to
yeah.
take a while.
Yeah, I said new deal and it freaked you out. He was discussing what you guys just went through. And then the shoulder came up because, well, it might affect the vested innings thing. But so if he decided I want to continue to pitch, how long do you think this guy still wants to get out there? He'll be 41. This is his 41-year-old year. He'd be 42 next year. Do you think he's done at 42? If he even returns?
Yeah, I mean, it's just so rare to see pitchers pitch beyond that. Everyone's, well, what about Nolan Ryan? Okay, then keep going. Keep going with all your 42-year-old starters. It just doesn't happen. So, no, I think he's done at the end of this contract.
He's Nolan Ryan-ish, though. I mean, Nolan went to 46.
Dude, Nolan didn't get hurt. Nolan was a horse.
Yeah, Nolan was a horse. Absolutely.
And Justin's been a horse.
Yeah.
Except Justin's one year. Been a horse. He right. just, you know, he had an injury that gobbled up a couple years.
Yep. Listen. I've got a deal for you, people. How are you making your money work for you? How about making your money work for you at Home Bank? How about Home Bank offering an annual percentage yield of 5.15% on a 7-month CD? If you want a longer term, 4.75% at APY on a 14-month CD. The minimum balance is only $2,500. They're really these rates are really impressive, and it's what they do. Very competitive rates, or even more than competitive rates at Home Bank. Business and personal banking solutions for nearly any need. They've been around since 1908. They know what they're doing, people. Talk to one of the local bankers at any Houston area location: River Oaks, Sugar Land, Gulf Freeway, Baybrook, Friendswood. I don't know. I don't know what you're doing with your money, but you will make more money if it's just sitting around in some savings account. Why? And let it sit there for 7 months on this CD and earn 5.15% minimum balance, $2,500. Visit home24bank.com for more information. Home Bank, member FDIC.
ESPN 97.5.com on the Chase Long.
I've got a Chase Long in my dressing room and a pack of warm beer that we can consume.
Currently, in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, one is a renowned forensic blood splatter expert. The other, an appointed master of haberdashery. It's John and Lance.
Man, we are way behind. Apparently, according to JPA, the Titans are the most drunk fan base in the entire NFL, based on blood alcohol content readings done by Backtrack. Backtrack, who has a breathalyzer app, was able to acquire data from over 28,000 tests and then matched each anonymous observation to their NFL team to determine the fans that drank the most. Titans, 93%. Congratulations on the win. Steelers are second, 88%.
What does that mean? 88% what?
0.093% blood alcohol level.
Average. For people who use the app.
Yeah, Steelers are second.
So you're checking it if you think you... Maybe they just have... Okay, let me put it this way. Do you honestly think 49ers fans... That may just be they don't download the app. You've seen. They stab each other in the stands. They beat each other while they're peeing at the stalls. Like, do you really think Titans fans are more... Now, also, they're just probably meaner. But you think Titans fan? Maybe the Titans fans are just more tech savvy and have the app downloaded.
I don't know.
Is it an app you use on your phone?
No. Breathalyzer app, which acquired the data from over 28,000 tests. That's a pretty big number. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. Apparently, Jets fans and Jaguar fans didn't participate, but Titans, Steelers, Colts, Falcons.
I don't want our fans to be the most drunk.
Saints, Dolphins, Packers, Patriots. The Texans are way down this list.
Good.
And not great.
We can be a little classy.
Don't you want to be okay? You don't want to be great?
I was thinking about this. I Googled.
You don't want to be great.
I Googled Waste Management Open in Twitter so I could watch the videos. I couldn't believe what I saw. Have you seen a roundup of the videos of what's been going on?
I've seen most.
Serious question. As a golf fan, as somebody who golfs, you watch golf, you go golf, you like to party. I would think that some of that you would think is funny and you would like, and other of that you would think you shouldn't be doing all this at a tournament where guys are actually playing. These people didn't care about golf at all. They have a hill. Did you see where the fat guy was sliding down the hill?
Yeah.
And then the other guys were banging. You see the girl who was banging the hands together, drinking, and beer.
So Houston, my buddy Houston, four putt, went. Yeah. He was there. And he said.
Sure, he likes that you always call him four putt.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, he talked to me about it again at the at the party. He goes, John, he mentioned John's three putt it six times in that round.
That's
and I got to take
I'm
crap.
Four putt. I didn't four putt once.
But your combination was 18.
Yeah, that's okay. But
three putts are okay. But
four putting is a different category.
Okay. He's not thrilled, by the way.
I don't care.
He brought it up to me. He goes, "It's the worst having to pay John if I lose a round."
He had to pay me yesterday. Yeah, as a matter of fact,
he goes, "I'll pay anyone else. I hate paying John."
He just hates it.
I'll pay anyone else.
All my friends hate it for I don't know why.
Because you're an a-hole.
Well, I know, but I can't help that. I was called that yesterday, and I just said, I can't help that.
Is Dorchester still at U of H or no?
No, he's at TCU.
Okay. How about the fact that that guy told me the first time I talked to him and said, hey, your buddy, I kick his ass. I'm his worst nightmare in golf.
Oh, yeah?
He hates it that I always beat him, And he, I bet he never talks about that. I said he never brings it up on the air.
Oh, yeah? Do you want to see my Venmo that he paid me the last time we played? And he had to say I'm the greatest golfer he's ever met. Okay.
We'll go down the entire list. Do you pay him more than he pays you? That's what he said.
Oh, early on. But then, you know, his shenanigans didn't work anymore. Okay.
What, so, playing better golf than you?
Yeah,
his shenanigans?
Get to the Open. Get to the William Moore of the...
So Houston was there. He said they walked by a table. These guys weren't even near a hole. There were six guys there, and they were just laughing at people fall down, okay? He said they were there for 6 hours, did not move, did not see a shot, just drinking and watching and laughing at people.
So there's a video of this, and there's one place there where it's slippery for some reason on the side of this hill, and people are walking.
Yes,
and at one point they fall, and they go, girl? Oh, did you see that
one? Did you see the girl who fell and looked like she hurt herself? And
multiple people. And I'm just thinking, this isn't a golf course. Yeah. This isn't a golf tournament.
It is.
And the people there.
I couldn't be prouder.
The people at the tournament are like, yeah, we're not doing this year. You know, they cut the drinking off at 1:30.
They're thinking of that. The tour is looking at it.
No, they said the security was just the people who were taking tickets. They just just get in. People took over suites.
Yeah.
The mass. Yeah. It was literally like a revolution, but for
golf,
for faux golf fans. Yeah. For people who just go to Top Golf.
Right. It was. I heard a bartender explain it. He said,
"Yeah, you saw the same thing I did." Yeah.
It was. He said, "There were 500,000 people on the course. You got no security anymore."
He said, "We kept waiting to see if we'd be able to sell them." And they go, "Nope. Wrap it up." So they are going to be. It's going to change a lot. That's why people just can't. If you just would have calmed down a little bit and just not gone too far outside of the.
I don't know if they're going to get like after watching Zach Johnson, after watching Billy Horschel. I don't know that they're going to get players to go there anymore, if you want to know the truth. It's bad. It's really, really bad. Mm-hmm. So, 939 and 940, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Jake in here. He wants to talk about the Astros before we finish up here with News of the Weird. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. Good morning. The championship window is still open for the Astros, but the games in April count just as much as the games in August and September. And if Verlander is behind, if Alex Bregman has his 600 OPS April like we've known him to have, you know, Seattle and Texas aren't pushovers anymore. If you enter May or June and you're 10 games back, like, are you waiting on Garcia and McCullers to come back? Like, they need to really buckle down and try to have a significantly better April than they have recently. Because if not, I just don't see the pushover division like in years past where you can make up those games. And it would just be awful for this group. So maybe the last year, Bregman and Tucker, and then the window's shut. And, you know, they finished 10 games back in the division this year. So there has to be a much more urgency at the beginning of the season than we've seen the last couple of years, I think.
That's actually a really good point. I think that's a really good point because with Verlander older, with Bregman's slow starts, but the main thing is the two teams with Seattle and the Rangers, the most impressive point he made was he's right. They're not pushovers. Not only are they not pushovers, they're the type of teams that might be able to keep a foot on you. Now, I don't see getting down 10 games headed into, you know, June. You would have to have an atrocious start.
Well, so they were 15-13 last April. The year before, they were, in 2022, they were 11-10. You think you're going to be 10 games back? When you're they're about a 500.
No, that's
team.
What I said. That's not. I mean, I don't see that happening. But the problem is, if you get behind, you may not come back.
Talking about being 10 games back early on, I forget. Are the Astros the greatest team in baseball over the last decade? Why do we think they're just going to suck all of a sudden?
We don't think suck. The point he made was
he just said they're going to be. Oh, my goodness, if they fall 10 games.
That's not what he said. He said they need to make a greater emphasis on getting a better start because these two teams aren't pushovers. The Rangers in Seattle. He used an arbitrary, let's say you're like 10 games behind. We know that that's not possible. They're not going to be 10 games behind. But if you get behind six games behind two teams, it is going to, we saw it was tough enough last year. It was tough enough last year, and both teams are better.
Yeah. No. Well, those teams were better, and note that actually the one won the World Series, so they were pretty good. And the Astros still won the division, and the other team won the World Series.
You made the playoffs on the last day. You were almost out of the playoffs. You made it the last
day. Yeah, it's
harder. You needed a little help with teams not playing as well. So let's just see. I don't think Seattle's going to be worse.
Seattle is not. I mean, the Rangers are going to be good again. They're going to be just
both
fine.
Those teams are going to be good.
Yeah,
Mariners are young.
They're the Astros.
It's a harder division.
They're the Astros, and they're going to be really, really good.
Right, but his point was you need to get off to a little better start this year. I don't think that's a bad point. Do we always have to get off to slow starts, Bregman? Do you always have to have pitching injuries all the time?
April the last 2 years.
That ain't great.
That's okay.
No, be better.
It's just fine.
Be better. How about get off to a fast start?
The song isn't "They're Over 500 in April." The song is "All Systems Go," which means let's get going.
Houston is all systems go.
What does "All Systems Go" mean?
We're slightly over 500 in April. That's Nate. He never sings that.
No,
we go to the World Series every year almost.
And all across the
we win the division almost every year.
But the team who
we
won
are
it
in the ALCS from our division,
and you were afraid of the Mariners.
We're the best team in baseball over the last decade. Okay, what?
I remember.
What are we talking about?
The Golden State Warriors were as well.
Yeah, guess who's back? Oh, guess who? They're like Draymond and Nurkic. Have you seen this little battle?
Of course I saw it.
Yes, you saw this
it
little.
It kept going.
Okay.
They kept it going beyond what we talked about yesterday?
Yeah, because Draymond has his
Draymond's podcast. Yeah.
Dude, Draymond and Jalen Carter need a podcast of grudges. It should just be called Grudges.
Well, Nurkic.
Did you see what Nurkic posted?
Yeah, he
was. Pictures of his kid?
No, he didn't do that.
No, not pictures of his Draymond's kids. But he did post, hey, you're talking a long time about me on your podcast. Maybe, don't be late for your therapy.
Oh, now that's a dirty shot there. That's a low blow.
Oh, and then he did a laugh in emoji.
Don't be late for your therapy. That is a low blow.
Yeah. Draymond, you're not supposed to make. I heard it. We're not supposed to make
mental
fun
health
of therapy.
Mental health. You're not supposed to make fun of it. And Draymond responded. He had thoughts on Kevin Durant and Nurkic because after the first incident,
how did Durant catch?
After the first incident, they both spoke to talk about how Draymond hope he gets the help he needs and stuff like that. Draymond didn't appreciate them talking about him in that way.
Well, Kevin Durant sounded legit.
You know Draymond
Durant doesn't
like Kevin.
Really mean
Kevin
so
Durant. So this is
sassy.
This is only part of Draymond's comments on the podcast about Nurkic and Kevin Durant.
Little guy tries to post up, tries to back me down, shoots a nasty hook shot for his sixth point of the game, which is his last points of the game, decides to do an overtly too small celebration. Slapping the floor, the whole thing. And quite frankly, you're just not good enough to do things like that. And then he starts to question my character. What a coward. You go questioning character about a basketball game that you just lost, that you got destroyed, and the only thing you should talk about is how you got punished. What an embarrassment. And they expect to win with that guy. Quite frankly, I'm a four-time All-Star, four-time champion. I should destroy you on the basketball court. You are infamously known for getting traded to get you out the way of Joker so Joker can become who we all know him to become. The guys are making a habit out of that. Him and Kevin questioned my character before. I think all of it was really cowardly.
Well, you put yourself in that position, but I will say that's just good. I mean, he just came with some actual facts for Nurkic. That was like pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I give him credit. You came with your 6 point and your only point. Then you tried to do the little celebration where you did this.
Yeah, that's the floor.
He went. That's the thing. You forget the Nuggets had Nurkic and Jokic, and it could have been easy to make the wrong decision because Nurkic was a good player, still is when he's healthy. And they're like, "Beat it, we're gonna go with Joker," and clearly made the right choice because Nurkic was the starter at the time.
Yep. All right, 947 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know who else is a starter? John Daspit.
John Daspit is a starter, and he's a starter in terms of when it comes to being on the front line for you. He's not somebody who's going to come clean up. You need him on the in the starting lineup. And you sign up with John Dask when you have injuries. People, personal injury lawyer. He takes, he handles cases where you've been, you know, pretty severely injured. But it depends. You know, some people don't realize that their injuries are going to be lifelong. When it comes to certain lower, especially lower body injuries, can be a big, big problem. You need physical therapy in most cases. Have you even thought about that? Is that something that's entered your mind? Have you gone through everything you need to make sure you don't need a surgery? John Dask has to comb through everything to make sure that you don't end up coming out of your pocket, because there's the real problem is insurance companies want you to settle quickly. They want it done before you've had everything checked out. They want to get you off the books and settled and boom. And their client is happy with them. Well, you're John Daswood's client, and his job is to make sure that all your medical bills are paid, any time off from work is paid, and your pain and suffering is compensated. Because when you're injured through someone else's negligence, you shouldn't have a dime come out of your pocket, and you should be, you know, you should be compensated for any pain and suffering you have. And I'm obviously talking about, these are serious injuries. This isn't just a slip and Jimmy thing. This is real people with real injuries that need help. And John Daspit is there to help you. He will stand up to the bully and fight back hard. And he's got a great winning percentage if it ever goes to court. And when it comes to getting settlements, that's what he does, is he fights for the biggest settlements for you. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Watch out, door.
I will not be murdered wearing a blue and white plastic cone on my head. It's positively undignified.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
All right, welcome back here. Time for our news. Oh, the weird. Hey, are you going to Hooters today? Play Spin the Bottle?
What?
They're playing Spin the Bottle at Hooters today. You can spin it for free food. Spin the Bottle for free food.
Oh, I thought they were going to be macking on waitresses.
Well.
Get over here.
What if that was a category?
Get over here,
you
Gwyneth.
You would get to win.
It is?
It's not. It's no. About free food or whatever. Yeah. Yes.
See, but they're making you think that it might be that.
Is it free dessert? Wings any style, $1 wings any style.
Oh, is this
free,
news of the weird?
Spin again. Free dessert. Yeah. I mean, not you get the mac down with the waitress.
That's what they want you to think.
That's what they want you to think. Spin the bottle. You want to go, Del? Are you going?
No.
No.
I don't. Hooters doesn't appeal to me.
Florida school is under some
kind of janky.
A little bit of ire. There's a little bit of stuff going on at a Florida school. They're asking parents for permission to have a book by an African American author read to students. In Florida, they're so unsure of the laws now. They're asking whether or not it's okay.
Look at my African American over here.
I mean, please, Florida.
Can we read this one?
Clean it up.
Can we read this one?
They may get that call, that the red phone might ring and DeSantis might be on the phone. Hey,
what
are you doing? Exactly.
African American reading books.
Better be safe than sorry.
California principal. He's on leave right now. Apparently, they were having a drill at school, and the California principal was pretending to shoot the kids as they were walking out. Yeah, he's on leave. That's not good principling, whatever that is. Not good pastoring here in Connecticut. The church pastor accused of selling meth out of the rectory. Okay. Taken into custody, they found, you know, they found possession of controlled substance. They found rocks in both rock form and liquefied form for smoking. That's not the church I want to go to. The Church of Meth.
Church of Meth is not a...
No.
Where is that in? Albuquerque?
In Connecticut.
Okay.
In Connecticut. It's made its way all the way to Connecticut. Meth. It's big there, too.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. We got an update.
J.P. France is also behind the throwing schedule due to inflammation in his shoulder.
What are y'all doing that led to this? Oh, disc golf. That makes sense. A lot
JP
of times,
France
but it should be.
I don't know
it
that.
It should be in the elbow, though. If you're a forehand.
Is Lance McCullers infectious?
Oh, God.
Do you is think he contagious?
Isn't everybody infected with injuries?
I don't know. What else?
Is he like a Miami Dolphins herpes player?
Alleged. Shoulder herpes.
Alleged.
You are talking about shoulder
alleged.
Herpes.
Alleged.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Maybe it is real.
Maybe it is real. Apparently, a Calgary man, he was very inventive. He was giving out free samples of cocaine in order to get new customers. When he was caught, he didn't even make money. It was free. I mean, how are you going to charge him? He wasn't selling it.
Just like the people in the food court, you put little tiny bumps on your arm or your hand, and you just walk up. Want to try that, sir? Try that. Try it.
Yeah.
Try it. That's what he was doing. In the food court. It's just like that. Yeah.
And
the same kind of concept, the food court concept, but probably.
I
don't know.
If he's not selling it and just giving out free samples.
Yeah, that's not illegal, actually.
Let me ask you something.
It's illegal if you sell it.
If the bourbon chicken person had it laid out on their forearm, would you still eat it? Or
well, no, that's fair. That's fair. I wouldn't do that. Yeah, he probably should have put it in a cup, one of those little.
Well, he had
cups.
Little baggies that he was giving out.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not selling it, it's actually not illegal, probably.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
If you give it away free, that's probably not illegal.
It's still illegal.
You're not allowed to sell it.
No, I don't think that's the only thing
get
that
possession.
Gets you in trouble.
He said, I wasn't selling it, I was giving
intent
it away.
To distribute?
It's still possession.
No, it's not intent to distribute.
Well, it kind of is.
You're distributing.
You're looking for...
Well...
You never watch any of those 1960 drug movies? They're trying to reel you in, okay?
A little taste is what we call it, Lance, in the business.
A little sump,
I like
sump,
to call
sump,
it.
Sump,
you call it bourbon chicken. I call it bourbon chicken is one of them that they'll have, but also orange chicken. Those are the two biggest ones
they
get you with at the mall.
I'm not sure that they know how to do water.
I go mall sample shopping today.
It's not shopping.
It's not shopping. That's just sampling.
You're just eating.
You're just going
but
to lunch.
Not if you do this.
You're just going
Pat
to lunch.
Ford. Hey, I'm a new guy. Look at me. Hat backwards.
That's
can I have more?
That's going to fool people. Hey,
that's going to fool them.
Yep.
I don't think they know how to do water parks in Sweden. Apparently, I'm watching a video of a giant fire at their new, brand new water park. Don't you think they got water right there? They could put it out. Sweden. I mean, clean it up. Clean it up, Sweden. We're done. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.
Sweden's probably pretty cool to live in, except I think they have like a 60% tax rate.
Yeah, it's like pretty close to
I better be getting everything. 60%. All right.
Oh, and do not get a drunk driving. You go to prison. Right to prison.
I'm not worried about
right
that.
Right to prison. Yeah.
Are Sweden. You worried about it?
No, I wasn't. But I tell you this, they're worried about it. You do not drunk drive. In Sweden.
I'll
period.
Make sure not to.
Yeah, no.
But like I said, if I'm giving you 60% of my taxes, I need, this needs to be, what is it called when you go on the everything paid for trips, the inclusive?
Yeah, inclusive.
I need electricity included. I need gas. I need gas for my car or my electric car, or my bike, whatever
medical,
I have to ride
everything.
There. Everything's going to better
well,
be covered.
Communism.
It's better be, well, it's hardcore socialism.
Right.
Everything better be covered.
Yep. We're done. Hope
and
you
I want
enjoyed
a nanny
it. Paul
and a masseuse.
Gallant next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, right where you belong.
You're the only one left of the Wayne family. This is where you belong. Welcome home.
Bye, bitch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.